If things aren't going well at the White House, Democratic majorities could soon be in jeopardy, and the vice president knows it, telling donors, quote, "Some people are saying, well, you're talking about 2022. That seems kind of early, and maybe it does, but really it's not." The vice president's portfolio includes immigration,
because she's the most qualified person to do it,
which critics say she's too quiet on.
I had a rancher yesterday look at me and he said, "Where's Kamala?"
Voting rights, which remains stalled despite this promise in June.
With our leadership and your support, we're going to overcome again.
And space, even though the VP still hasn't convened any meetings of the National Space Council.
You tell them who you are and who you know you are and what you intend to be. Got that?
It's unclear what that child intends to be, but right now, he's an actor. A Canadian production company, Sinking Ship Productions, apparently held auditions for that shoot at the Naval Observatory. But a White House official insists to Fox, quote, "The vice president's office did not select the kids who participated in the YouTube Originals special."
Well, that gets her off the hook, doesn't it, Janet? She didn't actually pick the actors that would appear in her video. The fake... You talk about fake news. That was a fake classroom. All actors and actresses.
Well, she didn't get to pick them, but she certainly had eyes to see that these were big kids and not little tiny kids.
Right.
That she was talking to. You could see it with your own eyes. It's with your own eyes.
It's like she was telling him a fairy tale at night before they went to bed.
Oh, golly. Anyway, interesting. Yep. There's a lot of interesting things news today. So much to unpack, but we're going to ease you into it just a little bit.
We are.
Here's our thought of the day for this Thursday. Experience should be the name everyone gives to their mistakes.
Okay, I like that.
Experience should be the name everyone gives to their mistakes.
I've got plenty of experience.
We all do.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's like I tell my kids, you can either learn from it and grow from it.
Right.
Or step in that same hole over and over again.
Boy, my ankle's always sore, Mom.
It's up to you.
Yep, that's right. Cool. It's Life Hack Thursday, too. We're going to get to some of those a little bit later.
Yeah.
But we want you to work on our Mind Jam trivia right now. Our phone number is 434.
Text number, yeah.
Yeah, 248-0704. Text us what you think the answer to this is. Today is National Dessert Day. I knew I got out of bed for a reason.
Yes, it is.
Dang. According to an article from How Stuff Works, what is the number one dessert in America?
The number one
I know
dessert...
what it should be.
What do you think it should be?
It should have peanut butter in it. That's all
Whatever it is, it should have peanut butter in it.
I mean, I could
it.
Go with peanut butter pie, you know, peanut butter.
Yeah, but you got to think, I mean, for all of America.
Yeah, well, I don't want it to be because I don't want there to be a peanut butter shortage. And whether the boats are sitting off the docks, who knows how many cans of Jiffy are out there waiting to be delivered to my house.
Right. So. Well, we would love for you to make a guess on what you think the number one dessert in America is. 434-248-0704. On this day in history, in 1926, Winnie the Pooh is released. The book that started it all. No House at Pooh Corner.
Boy, so many things came out of that, though.
Oh, yeah.
And still, you know, the I guess you call it animated movie that just came out a couple years ago.
Right. Hasn't been that long.
It's got legs, no doubt.
In 1957, this was the number one song if you turned on the radio.
Well, what are we going to tell your mama? What are we going to tell your papa? What are we going to tell our friends when they say, ooh, la, la, wake up, little Susie.
Yeah. There you go. Everly Brothers had the number one song. In 1960, the Peace Corps is first suggested by John F. Kennedy.
I hope this spirit will grow, and that hundreds of others of young Americans and older Americans will go overseas to show our best side, to show how much we desire to live at peace. There can be no greater service to our country and no source of pride more real than to be a member of the Peace Corps of the United States. I hope that you will join.
And he first mentioned that at on this day in 1960 mm-hmm. in a speech at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
You know, you think about that. I mean, now if a president showed up, a.k.a. Joe Biden, he'd say not stuff like that. He'd talk about how the world is dying because of climate change.
Right. Yeah. And you can't do anything about it.
No.
Not empowering. Mm-mm. So, and you're too dumb to do anything about it, so we're going to do stuff. It's a very different story, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then 1964, Martin Luther King Jr. is announced as the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality.
You know, boy.
Yeah.
We could use some folks like JFK and Martin Luther King now.
Again.
Gosh.
Yes, we could.
Where are those voices?
Very different time.
Mm-hmm.
Got some celebrity birthdays today.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith, he's one of the best, and I don't know if Trey's listening. I think he's one of the best over there at ESPN. He is, this is him reacting to Gruden being let go by the Raiders, but he's an African-American, very articulate, and sometimes takes views that gets him in trouble in his own community.
Let me say this. John Gruden's career is over. It's over. There's certain things that we are the land of second chances. Mm-hmm. People make mistakes all the time, and we get all of that, but I cannot imagine even a white male with influence and connections and some degree of power that can overcome what the New York Times reported and what we all now know.
I think he's just being perfectly honest right there. Stephen A. Smith, you know what? I don't have his age. Oh, my gosh. My guess is he's probably around 43 or 44. But one of the voices of reason that's still left at ESPN as far as I'm concerned. But
also having a birthday today is Cliff Richard. He turns 81.
Get your coffee out, Janet.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore. It's so funny why we don't talk anymore. But I ain't losing sleep, and I ain't counting sheep. She's just a devil woman.
Six 14 on the Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. Cliff Richards. Hope you're enjoying that music. He was all the way back, Janet. I found some video of him in the early 60s. I mean, you looked at him and you go, gosh, is he like an upcoming Elvis? The way he was dressing and moving his hips and all this kind of stuff. Cliff would go on to do some Christian music later on in his career.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And he is celebrating his birthday at 81.
Yeah.
These folks are all getting
Stephen
up there.
Stephen A. Smith, incidentally, is 54.
You kidding me?
Nope.
He does not look it.
He's 54 years old.
He wears it well.
Also having a birthday today is Ralph Lauren. He is 82, and he's very big in the fashion world.
And he seems like a down-to-earth kind of guy you could have a beer with.
I saw this as a land that I love. There's this sense of freedom.
At the wheel of a rusty pickup truck that's seen a lot of unpaved roads, Ralph Lauren surveys his 20,000-acre Colorado spread.
You see the brown wood and the sort of fade and the tin roofs. And it's all part of the history.
He loves America, man.
Yeah.
Just the way.
I loved it when he was on Friends. I mean, because he like basically poked fun at himself.
Okay.
In the episode, it was really great.
Cool.
So, also born on this day in history, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Roger Moore, and Harry Anderson.
Coach, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a $30 bill. We'll call it even, okay?
What do you think, Sam?
There's no such thing as a $30 bill,
Coach. You want to bet?
Out of my bar, Harry. Come on.
Wait a minute. You owe me $10. What is this, a clip joint?
I'm sorry. Here, now go on.
You know, Sam, you know, you got the wrong idea about me.
No, I don't. Now, Harry, you got 10 seconds to get out of my bar and give me back my watch here.
Yeah. He stole his watch.
He was the con man.
He was.
On Cheers, and of course, The Night Court.
Oh gosh,
was
yeah.
a big hit back in the day.
Very talented guy with tricks and stand-up routines, and would work his magic into his routine. So yeah, talented guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a lot of dessert lovers out there.
I like it. I knew we had a good audience. Here's our question for the day, our Mind Jam trivia. Today is National Dessert Day, according to an article from How Stuff Is Made. What is the number one dessert in America, Janet? What are they coming up with?
Apple pie. We've had brownies guessed, chocolate chip cookies, mm-hmm. banana pudding. All those have been guessed today. I think banana pudding should be
well
on there. We're going to tell you what the number one dessert in America mm-hmm. is. It may surprise you. It surprised us.
Yeah, it did. I tell you what, on the way out into our break, big day yesterday for William Shatner. And if you missed it, he got rather emotional. As a matter of fact, he cried talking to Jeff Bezos after they got out of the capsule talking about the experience. So William Shatner literally went to space yesterday. We're going to go into the break in a condensed version that I put together yesterday afternoon.
Captain, I've got something, but I can't quite get a fix on it.
Fascinating. Activity without end, but with no volition.
Spock, is that you?
8-7-6-5-1.
But of course, the show is not over. The capsule is descending. We are waiting for first the drogue chutes to deploy. Those are very much like the guide parachutes. They will subsequently be followed by the main parachutes that will first reef and then fully inflate. And there go the drogue parachutes. You can already start to hear the cheers from outside our stage here in West Texas. And here comes our crew back into the desert.
Newest astronauts 596, 97, 98, and 99.
Stand by touchdown.
You have done something. I mean, whatever those other guys are doing, I don't know about that. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary.
Yes.
Captain, there is a definite pleasurable experience connected with the hearing of your voice.
Where are you, Spock?
Is that you, Dr. McCoy? And are you with the captain?
Where else would I be?
Mr. Spock, where are you?
Engineer Scott as well. Unfortunately, I do not know where I am.
You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam. Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam.
See what I did there?
I did.
Our Mind Jam trivia question is, today is dessert day. According to an article from How Stuff Works, what is the number one dessert in America? I was surprised when you told me what it really was.
Yeah, they list 10, mm-hmm. many of which our listeners texted in today.
Sure.
Number 10 on the list was cheesecake. Several people said
that. Okay, I can go with that.
Number 9, cupcakes. I don't even know why that's on there. Yeah. Number 8, Jell-O.
Yeah, how did that make
it? I don't
Jell-O?
Know.
Really?
Number 7, carrot cake.
I Yeah, should be further up the list.
You can get behind that one. Apple pie is number six. I thought that would be further up the list.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream.
Okay.
Was number apple pie was number six. Ice cream was number five.
Okay.
If I could only have one dessert for the rest of my life,
it would be ice cream. Okay.
Yeah. Number four was brownies. Number three, chocolate chip cookies,
mm-hmm.
which I really thought might be number one.
Yeah.
So did some other folks. Number two, German chocolate cake.
Interesting. No. Maybe in
my dad loved it.
Maybe in the Midwest or somewhere.
Number one, according to this survey on How Stuff Works, the number one dessert in America is fudge.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, I could see it making it, especially if it's peanut butter fudge. I could make it my top 10. But
I mean, in Tennessee, fudge is a big thing. Like, mm-hmm. if you go to the Smokies, you go to Pigeon Forge. I mean, there's whole shops. They're just dedicated fudge. To fudge.
Yeah.
And it's really good fudge. Yeah. And it's really expensive. But I don't get it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand. But that was the answer.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.